This past weekend, pop singer Ashley Simpson blamed acid reflux for turning Saturday Night Live into Saturday Night Pre-Recorded. That was after she first blamed her band. In any case, viewers saw Ms. Simpson's lips remain motionless while they heard her voice singing. Ashley Simpson said she used a tape because she had a sore throat and her voice had given out on her. But the recording that played was the wrong song. A show spokesman explained to NPR Today that Saturday Night Live features live performances and what happened on Saturday was an anomaly. Quote, Ashley Simpson intended to sing live with a backing track, he explained, adding, a band member simply cued the wrong track. Earlier, a producer for the show said, there's live and then there's live live. G.E. Smith led the Saturday Night Live band from 1985 to 1995. He says pre-recorded and enhanced tracks were not part of the show in his day.
When I was there, it was live. Really live. Always. A lot of the younger acts used this stuff. I kind of think that, in a way, I almost don't understand the fuss about it. It's really common now.
Do they use it to lip sync or do they use it to boost their sound or something, giving them
both.
A fuller, richer sound?
Both. Whatever percentage you want to slide the knob to, 20% of you to 80% of you, you know?
As someone who works on radio and sits in front of a microphone every day, I'm trying to understand how having 20% of me underneath the live track would actually enhance what you hear.
Well, it certainly wouldn't enhance what you do because you have to work on your feet and go, and, you know, go with the flow of the conversation. A song, however, is laid out. You know where the song's going to go, so you can use something like that.
To the extent that this is creeping back into a show, even like Saturday Night Live, is that disturbing for you, someone who really sort of understands the power of a live performance on television?
Well, it's not disturbing to me because, hey, it's show business. You know, show business has always been hucksterism. It's P.T. Barnum. A lot of times, musicians, as we come off stage, you know, and if it, I mean, we really played, right, and it's live, and, it's, and we did a good job that night, and the people really loved it. We kind of look at each other and laugh and go, huh, fool them again. So no, it doesn't really bother me.
Well, while we have you online, we're hoping you can clear something up for us. Because in this discussion, whether it was acid reflux or whether someone hit the wrong button, there's this term of art that's come up in this discussion that we'd never heard. The difference between live music and live music.
Yeah, that's kind
What's the difference? What's that all about?
I don't know. That's kind of a brand new term on me, too. I think what they're trying to do is somehow, you know, defend the use of these things. Which one is the one I do? Am I live or am I live?
I just didn't know that live was such an elastic term.
Right. Neither
did
I. I just heard that term today for the first time.
Oh, you never heard it before?
No, I never heard that before.
Now, if you had to guess at what it meant, what do you think it is?
I'm kind of stumped. Like, when I go out and play, which is, I never use any enhancements or anything, you know, it's just me playing. Am I live or am I live? I don't know which one I am. I better find out, huh? I better get with it. Michelle, I'm lost here. I don't know. I tell you just, I felt sorry for her when I saw the thing.
Well, I can't say that this was a golden moment for Ashley Simpson.
No.
But she is on the cover of many newspapers today.
There's probably
an opportunity in this for her.
I think, you know, I don't know who said it, but it doesn't matter what they say as long as they're talking about you.
Gee, it's been great talking to you.
Thank you.
G.E. Smith led the Saturday Night Live band from 1985 to 1995.